From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is considering sanctions against Syria, where the government's crackdown on the resistance appears to be getting bloodier. According to news wires, witnesses in Daraa report seeing tanks rolling into their town, the heart of Syria's pro-democracy movement. They say troops used heavy artillery in parts of Daraa and killed at least 11 people. Residents say they lost electricity and most phone lines were down. With most foreign media prevented from entering Syria, these reports could not be independently verified. Libyan officials are calling a NATO airstrike early today an attempt on the life of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Benghazi that Gaddafi appeared to be unharmed by the strike, which damaged buildings in his military compound in Tripoli.
Officials told reporters in Tripoli that the strike destroyed a library and damaged a meeting hall in the compound. There were conflicting accounts of the number of wounded. Pro-government forces continued their attacks on the western city of Misrata, where rebel fighters claimed to control much of the city. Rocket attacks and artillery pounded the city, where doctors said at least 50 people were killed in the past 3 days. The attacks continued despite government claims that it was pausing to facilitate a mediation effort. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says he cannot run for president next year, unable to offer what he calls absolute fire in the belly and total certainty. The Republican issued a statement today confirming he would not run in 2012, which is when President Obama will seek re-election. Instead, Barbour says he wants to keep doing his job in Mississippi and helping elect governors across the nation. The Supreme Court's not backing the Virginia Attorney General's call to fast-track a review of last year's health care law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the court's decision was not a surprise.
The High Court almost never grants petitions that skip the appeals process, as Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli wanted. And in this case, it would have been an even bigger slap in the face to the appeals circuit that includes Virginia. That's because there are already two competing decisions there. The Richmond-based judge in Cuccinelli's case found the requirement in the health law that most Americans have health insurance starting in 2014 unconstitutional. But in a separate case, a federal judge in Lynchburg found the requirement well within Congress's constitutional authority. The appeals court hearing is already scheduled for later this spring. Several other cases around the country are also headed for appeals courts. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 26 points at 12,480 in trading of just over 2 billion shares. NASDAQ had gained 6 points. It's at 2,826. S&P 500 down 2 at 1,335. This is NPR News. About 1,000 people are being evacuated from their homes in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where the rising Black River is threatening to breach a levee. Deputy Police Chief Jeff Rowland says parts of southern Missouri saturated by days of heavy rain are expecting more of the same today.
We're expecting anywhere from 3 to 5 additional inches of rain today. Another 3 inches of rain forecasted on Tuesday. But then we're hoping by the end of this week we'll have they should be able to be back in their homes.
Some Kentucky residents are moving to higher ground as the Ohio River continues to rise. Heavy rain is forecast for at least 2 more days. Authorities throughout the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys are bracing for severe flooding. Millions of people in India are mourning the death of an important Hindu guru. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi that the spiritual leader also had followers in the United States and in Europe.
For more than 60 years, Satya Sai Baba was a spiritual leader and teacher who promoted education and public health among his millions of followers. He was 85. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh will pay his respects at Sai Baba's headquarters in South India. In a written statement, Singh said the guru inspired millions of people to lead moral and meaningful lives. Sai Baba and his organization amassed a fortune in donations from devotees, which was placed in a central trust. It's not clear at this point who will replace him or take control of the fortune. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
A dispute over two ancient Hindu temples is at the center of the latest fighting between Thailand and Cambodia. Authorities say at least 12 people have been killed in the last 4 days of fighting. This is NPR News.